There's a perception of love full of conception. When it starts to break down, you'll see the time that you've invested. There's no natural selection. If feelings come and go, there's no protection. So even hurt will in time become accepted. And so while I sit here just reading books to my daughter, looking around the room, seeing everything that we bought her. Flashbacks to her mom giving birth inside of the water. Fast forward to present day and his family's facing slaughter. Remember what I taught her, never thought she would harm her. All is hurt and resentment, perhaps I gave her incentive. So now I'm a baby father, instead of being a husband. We both stubborn and petty, I'm ready to find redemption. She's ready to find attention, couldn't see her intention. She seemed to have a new man, nothing I could do in prevention. But you live your life, though it ain't as short as we think. Bring that nigga near my daughter, I'll kill him, won't even blink. I'm watching you moving backwards, she thinks it's cool to be ratchet. While hair and skin might be natural, image is something practiced. So is she faking the actual? Or maybe I'm just bitter while painting a clearer picture, cause moving on is impractical. So is this a heartbreak? Maybe, or is it known? It's probably karma, I've just out a couple heartbreaks of my own. And so, before you leave and before we create issues, here, there's a piece of my soul you can take with you. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. A keepsake for you to hold if you were seeking me. Before I go, I gotta leave you with a piece of me. I guess that everything's nothing like it seemed to be. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. I guess that everything's nothing like it seemed to be. How did we come about? Truth be told, I cannot remember. Maybe I do a little. I think we met in December. Scratch that, there was a snowstorm, thinking it's February. We known each other for years, so that timing ain't necessary. What's odd is that you liked me for years and I never noticed. Well, maybe I saw the signs, but on you I just wasn't focused. You had a boyfriend initially, with who you had some history. Together for a couple years, but you don't think it's meant to be. So we end up chilling while we did, it's still a mystery. Then you had started kissing me, lines we crossed them essentially. I'm in your room on top of you, caught inside of your wetness. This nigga's calling your phone, right then I start to regret this. Next morning you break up with him, hoping he gets the message. Say you got some heavy feelings for me, you want to express it. But shit, I didn't feel the same, I just let it continue. Kiss your neck to not look into your eyes whenever I'm in you. There's guilt inside of my heart, I wasn't thinking with that. Her pussy so tight and wet, that's what keeps on bringing me back. Sometime later she's in search of commitment I couldn't give to her. And at this point relationships only create a prisoner. She's got her own place, she's asking me can I live with her. She said I got a heart, but in mind she's only a visitor. So though at times a nigga may miss you, here's a piece of my mind that you can take with you. True. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. A keepsake for you to hold if you were seeking me. Before I go, I gotta leave you with a piece of me. I guess that everything's nothing like it seemed to be. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. I guess that everything's nothing like it seemed to be. We met at work, she said she's looking for her Mr. Right. I'm staring at her thinking, damn, this girl's my kryptonite. Red bone, fat ass, pretty feet. Started talking every day and at a point the shit gets deep. We daily texting and chatting and soon everybody starts to think that we're an item. Blame me for letting it happen. I'm tripping since she's older, thinking this ain't perfect timing. On the dance floor at the Christmas party, we touching and grinding. Watched her cry inside the cafe, she sang, which was rare. She used to be in the band but stopped singing cause no one cared. Well maybe that's a bit harsh, she just never saw success. Became a fan of D.A.R. and said with talent I was blessed. Conversations heating up, late nights just talking sex. that the way I used to word things would quickly make her wet. Fast forward, shit done changed, and shit now we barely talk. And she may text me every now and then, but really isn't often. She said you might be the one, but our bond is way too close. She sent me news the next day, so I'm confusing her approach. Shit, it's meant to be a fantasy and simply nothing more. Phone sex and freaky texting, but that's all that we explore. Can't lie, I felt connection, but just knew it wouldn't work. If we tried, it wouldn't last, so I risk us getting hurt. Maybe in the future I may get you, but here's a piece of imagination you can take with you. I'm saying, so I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me, a keepsake for you to hold if you were seeking me. Before I go, I gotta leave you with a piece of me. I guess that everything was nothing like it seemed to be. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. I guess that everything was nothing like it seemed to be.
Reach for the top.
Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio, get your mind right, get your money right. The God Ben Frank.
Good girl, Lola.
You already know. You know how we do up here. You know how we do up here.
Turn up time.
How you been? Hey, what's new, sis? You doing big things over there?
No, I'm a little bit sad. I was just at a funeral. My good friend from around the way, he passed, and I was so sad. It just reminds me of how you say life is short. You know?
Right. Right. Definitely is. Definitely is. Life is short. You know, my condolences go out to his family, you know what I mean?
Thank you.
Everybody don't take life for granted, you know?
Definitely.
For real. For real. Tonight's special guest, we got Future Guru. Guru of promotion. He work with big artists like Waka Flocka, Haitian Fresh, so many other artists. Matter of fact, we got a caller calling in right now. Let's see what we got. Caller, talk to me. Yo.
Call.
Yo.
Yo, man.
Yo,
what's going on? Yeah, you're on the line.
Oh, what's good? What's good? I'm calling the, you know, the I holler at my homie, Future Guru. It's King Piff. What up?
What up, man? What up, man? Yeah, you should be calling in a minute. That's what I'm talking about, man. Yo, we got some of your music, too, man. Let everybody know what you're all about, man.
Well, you know what I'm saying? Well, I'm kind of known as the voice of the struggle, you know what I'm saying, repping Brooklyn, repping New Jersey at the same time. You know, I got joints on iTunes, whatever. We part of the Phenom Radio Digital Tour. It's about to kick off. I'm about to be hitting a lot of different states real soon, so, you know, just look out for me. I got joints on iTunes, SoundCloud, you know, the MTV profile. I'm saying just out here grinding, man.
That's what's up, man. Let everybody know your Twitter.
Oh, the Twitter is at King_Piff1.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. That's what's up. King Piff, working with Future Guru, about to call in a sec, too. We're going to play some of your music, matter of fact, right now, bro. All
right, no doubt. I appreciate that.
Let's get to that.
Get it. Hip Hop Stock Exchange. You know it.
Yeah. Real icicle out here, man.
Call,
man. Boom, fuck up, man. Get ready, nigga.
Huh?
You ain't know. Nigga be snipping at your nose, man.
Uh-huh.
I ain't just talking about Jack Frost, though, man.
Uh-huh.
Be the boys, too.
Uh-huh.
It's a cold world.
Nigga turn cynical. One fuck up, and now you labeled as a criminal. Locked up in the system. Chunks of your life taken.
This world.
But the mind said he pays it.
This cold world.
Niggas turn cynical. One fuck up, and now you labeled as a criminal. Locked up in the system.
Uh-huh.
Chunks of your life taken.
This world.
But the mind said he pays it. We let them birds go. And I ain't talking about Twitter. Had real OG niggas. Bringing it from upriver. All the bread connect. Can't see my vision and where's your specs. I'm bleeding down to the neck. In retrospect, it's all about the money, power, respect. Private jets or the bucks, but cut me a check. Gangster and a gentleman. It's two double breasts. Listerine strip for the breath. I see the youngins on the bench. I tell them turn their money clean before the D's be at the steps. Some niggas never left the projects. Mind boxed in. Drop my life spinning like a whirlwind. Baby, you need formula. You steady beefing with your girlfriend. Worms turn physical. You see daddy do it. So there goes the principles. Principles. Niggas turn cynical. You wanna fuck up and now you labeled as a criminal. Locked up in the system. Chunk to your life taken.
Get a swoop.
But the mind steady pacing.
Yes, cold world.
Niggas turn cynical. One fuck up and now you labeled as a criminal. Locked up in the system. Chunk to your life taken.
Get a swoop.
But the mind steady pacing. I'm trying to reach my past. But I'm riding dirty with my foot up on the gas. My nigga breaking heads. Got the ratchet in the stash. I'm dripping up meadows. Blue skies, no echoes of gunshots. Ziploc O's. Don't gotta work the stove to provide school clothes. Getting approved for this business loan. I'm a grown up now, so I'm trying to milk this whole damn cow. Making commitments and wedding vows. I vaguely remember being cold, no coat for the winter. Mommy was a rider, stepdad a provider. Got the spirit of a winner. A pothead and a drinker. A sinner with the biggest heart. Stepping his toes and be ripped apart. Spitting arrows and poisonous darts.
Yes, cold world.
Niggas turn cynical. You wanna fuck up and now you labeled as a criminal. Locked up in the system. Chunks of your life taken.
Yes,
cold. But the mind steady pacing.
Yes, cold world.
Niggas turn cynical. You wanna fuck up and now you labeled as a criminal. Locked up in the system. Chunks of your life taken.
Yes, cold.
But the mind steady pacing.
Fire right there, Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Get your mind right, get your money right. King Piff, what's going on, bro?
Ain't nothing, man. You know, just maintaining, just trying to give people that good music, bring hip hop back. You feel me?
I like that. I like that. We got another caller on the check, and let's see what we got. Talk to me. Caller, caller.
Yo, this 908. This is Future Guru, man. This Guru in the building, man. I want to shout out. Just playing my man King Piff just now, man. That's a good look. I want to shout out the whole fam. Y'all got it going on, man. I appreciate y'all looking out for me and my artists today. I appreciate y'all reaching out, having me on, man. And it's a great day right now. I appreciate this, man. We doing this for NY, Jersey, and worldwide, though. You know, I'm from Jersey all day. So shout out to all my Irvington fam, my Newark fam, my East Orange fam. You know how I go. They just had the big festival in Newark. Over the weekend, Lincoln Park, the Hip Hop Music Festival. So it was live, man. But they even had my man NJ Thread out there on the stage, and I sent y'all some music from him too, man. So I appreciate y'all, man. What's goody though? What's good?
No, we appreciate
it's,
you.
True that.
I'm having a blast. Just hearing my man Piff. That's my joint. His ad libs is crazy. I told him that already. His ad libs is crazy. On that record right there, that Cold World record. So if y'all get a chance to listen to it again, I got it for anybody that want it. We throwing out free downloads for now, because I know we trying to get to the money. So we throwing out free downloads for now, you know. And I got that Cold World all day, man, for y'all DJs and y'all radio stations that want to rock with us, man. We doing drops and everything. It ain't no, we ain't just going to send you the record, man. We got stuff to go with it.
Oh, there you got the free shirt. We're going to give you free shoes. We got you.
You know, might as well. That's funny.
All of that.
Yeah.
All of that.
Well, I'm having fun.
Now, Future.
Yep.
Let everybody know about, you know, the whole promotional business and how long you've been grinding on the promotional route.
Oh, man, it's quite a story, man. I mean, my background go back to the golden era of hip hop, man. Like I was a DJ in the streets, I was a promoter in the streets. I had a street team when I was a young cat. You feel me? So like I'm making my moves right now to get to the next level. That's where I'm at. It's like it's levels to this whole industry, to this whole game. It's levels to it. So when I started, I was basically a DJ on the streets, and I had my own little squad. We had our little, we did doing parties around the hood, East Orange and Irvington area. And, you know, and me and my man that I was DJing with, for the most part, we just started taking it to the next level and having, you know, little locked door joints in the house, you know. We had a big apartment, so, like, we did locked door joints for the nice-looking strippers out there that was doing it. So I went from that and graduated to, you know, getting into websites and, you know, advertising. Like, that's my real thing, like advertising and magazines and billboards. And that's really where I got my branding skills from. Like, you know, so I want cats to be on that level with me when it comes to promotion, because that's how you really get to the next level. If you just sit back and watch everybody else do it and wonder how they got in the magazine, you're going to be stuck forever, you know. So I don't want people to be stuck forever. So when it comes to promotion and branding, I just try to, you know, see who I'm going to ready to absorb this info. Like, this is not just game, man. This is really just education, you know. So that's the level that I'm on with it. And, you know, I took it from, you know, designing websites to actually helping people get their websites promoted properly. You know, it's a method to it. Why would I just help you build the website and I also have the knowledge to get people to see your website? I've seen the HSE website. It's very official. Like, I like what y'all doing over there. I've seen y'all's website, and I like y'all's radio station. So y'all enhancing y'all brand with a website. Y'all don't just have a blog talk radio station. So these are the levels to branding that you have to start building and putting together, you know. So I appreciate when I see artists and entrepreneurs, because that's where I really started from, on the level as an entrepreneur. Like, of course, like, that's the most important thing about branding yourself. Even if you're an artist, you got to think of yourself as an entrepreneur. So when it comes to business, you take the right people that fit into your profile and your business, and then you go make something happen. If all y'all going to sit around and look at each other, wait for somebody to do something, ain't nothing going to happen, and that's not where I'm at right now. That's not where I'm at all. Like, I'm about action. And, you know, action, at the end of the day, if you want action, you're going to have to spend some bread. Like, that's just straight up. Even if you get your damn business cards out there, that's bread. Getting graphics out there, flyers, that's bread. You know, so whatever level you take it to, you know, you got to appreciate each step that you take on this journey, man. You know? I got more for y'all, man. I'm just going to let the questions come, man. I've been doing this for a minute, man. That's why I put Jersey on my back and NY on my back, because, of course, when you think of NY, to me, you think of Jersey. You think about the greats that came out of NY, and you think about the greats that came out of Jersey, like Redman, Naughty by Nature, and Tretch, and KG, you know, they follow me and everything like that. I got marketers and promotion in Jersey. Shout out to my boy, I Am Big Seven. That's my homie. That's the homie, man. So you guys go look at his page. He got NR Marketing. He marketing for K Slay. We do this for real, man. Like, yeah, he's marketing all over for Straight Stunning Magazine. And if you go to their pages, you gonna see what they doing. It's work, man. We putting in work. Like, this ain't no game to us, man. We do this for real, man.
That's what I was talking about.
Speaking about the website, when you helping people, or you fixing the website for people, how do you go about knowing where to promote them? Like, or do they tell you, like, I want to reach this type of audience, or you just say, look, this right. would be better for you?
Nah, everything is based on what the business is and mm-hmm. reaching out to people. And I have a knack for connecting with people and kind of, you know, I bring a little wit to it. I bring a little, you know, flavor to it, you know, when I do promotion, because if you reach out to people, you got to turn people on to the business, to the music, and not turn them off. And
right.
that's where a lot of people make the mistake as artists and businesses. They tend to turn people off, you know what I'm saying? But you got to actually enhance your craft, enhance your brand with a good marketing strategy. So if you're trying to reach new markets, you know, I don't care if it's New York. If you're a New York rapper, you need to have ATL people hearing you. If you're an ATL rapper, you got to have New York people hearing you, because if you come to New York and nobody don't know you, how are you going to do a show and actually have it popping? You know, you should be trying to connect with different DJs and stuff like that and outside your area, so you can, you know, make a difference. Like, you're not going to make a difference just trying to get it popping in your city and that's it, because when you step outside your city, then what? You know, you just the next Joe Blow rapper. Like, you know, so if you saying, yo, I heard that track, I know the words to that track, and then you build a buzz from there. Like you got to think about opening your brand to different markets, and that's the problem that these indie artists have right now. I mean, of course they see what's going on, but they have a tendency to just fall back and just keep watching. But that's not action. They're not about their action. Like, you know what I'm saying? So getting involved with your business and your music, I'm telling you right now, like, people got to understand, like, you got to create a demand for yourself, man. And I looked at y'all's Twitter. Y'all got a nice team already sending out tweets and stuff, and y'all putting some very good information on y'all's Twitter feed. You know, y'all got a very thorough website, so... You know, I welcome, you know, the opportunity to be able to work and build with y'all, because this is what's needed. Somebody helped me back in the day. I didn't did, you know, all types of interviews. I got a strong background in radio. As a matter of fact, I own my own radio station. Me and my two business partners, Slay Stone and Slim Baby, y'all see us out there working. You know, we own that. You know, we brought a lot of people in that just happened to be, how we going to say, co-owners now, or however you want to say it, because we don't look at people. We all working. We all trying to get somewhere. But at the end of the day, me and my two business partners are on the same page. The people that we bring into Phenom Radio, whether they artists, DJs, my vision a couple years ago was to bring more DJs into the fold, give them an opportunity to promote us, because they got to play our drops. If we let them on the air with a 60-minute mix, they got to play our drops. I might request they play one or two tracks, and they can play whoever the hell they want. If it's a 60-minute set, I'm airing you on Saturday or Sunday. I'm gonna let you ride, and I want you to ride with me. That's really the way it works. What DJ, like I was telling my man Emil, like, what DJ, you know, don't want promotion? Like, you got to understand, like, where this game is heading. Labels are looking at the top DJs, you know, that they know about, because it's, you know, other cats out here working. But the labels are looking at the top DJs, you know, to see who they playing, and that gets the buzz going in the clubs, because a lot of you got to look at what the club DJs are doing, and some of these A&Rs are hanging out in the clubs and stuff. So you got to understand who they rocking to. When they hear that crowd reaction, that A&R might go say, "Yo, who that? Yo, the crowd loving that shit." You never know. You got to understand and see. You got to see it, and it's a vision.
That's right.
Now, when it comes to businesses. Oh, man, I mean, I take my brand where I need to, as far as helping somebody. They got a clothing line. I reach out to them. I don't wait for people to holler at me. I know I can help them before they even see me. I might see them. That's the way this game works. Now, I'm going to try to not curse. I tend to get a little, you know.
Speak your mind, man.
No, go ahead. Bless yourself.
I get a little passionate about it because there's too many people that's slacking off, you know, and too many people blowing their own opportunities because they slow roll, because they scared to spend some guap. That's real. They scared to spend that guap. They don't know which way to turn, and they get lost. They get lost, and they get stuck. You know, that goes for artists. That goes for businesses. It might be somebody like, yo, you might see a young lady, she hot or whatever, she doing her thing, she might be selling jewelry now or whatever. You know what? She need help too. I know that already. But if she ain't trying to spend no guap, I don't care how fine she is. That money talk is money over bullshit for me. And that go for any and everybody. It's money over bullshit. Like, if you check me out putting money over bullshit, that's something that me and my boy Al Biggs from Atlanta, we got going on, money over bullshit. We call that shit MOB all day. Because of the fact that we know that the artists, they know what's up, they see us working, and they still want a handout. I'm sorry, no. That's just straight flat out how I am. I speak my mind. My no means no. You know what I'm saying? But if I'm willing to help you, that's because you're showing me that you want to help yourself. I'm not going to hit you over the head with no ridiculous price, because I'm from the streets. I know how this game goes. I know cats don't have big budgets. Hell, guess what? I know cats still paying on their cars. I know they still paying on their phone. I know they still buying pampers for the baby. I know about all that shit.
Right.
So I know they still got to buy milk. If they ain't got wick, they got to buy milk. Whatever. So, like, I'm going to make it affordable, and I'm going to also make it effective. So that's where I come from with the promotion. That's where I come from. That's how I do it. And I got a team. And you look around and you see, oh, this cat do promotion too. But check it out. I'm 10 steps ahead of them, and I'm way above. I'm flying way above them. I'm hawking. Because guess what? I know that I don't have no competition out here. Because my team backing up everything I do. So if you turn around and say, what's the difference between Guru and this promoter over here? Well, nigga, they don't have no team. I can tell you right now, they promoting by themselves. They tweet all by themselves. I got a hell of niggas, people on my staff, on my team, that just back me up with the promo. And we turn it into something. These cats is, you know, there's a lot of cats out here. They in my lane, but like I said, I had to go in beast mode. Like I got the record y'all got from Houston Fresh. I'm in beast mode, and like my nigga DJ A said, I had to go in beast mode because y'all wouldn't go in beast mode. So get out my lane. You know what I'm saying? Just get out my lane. That's how I feel about it, man. That's just how I take it. I see it and I roll and I try to make sure my team eat. That's it. That's the mentality
that's right.
I have. I don't try to eat the whole pie. My mentality is to say, yo, I know you know, it might be a fine-ass girl. She got a lot of followers. And I might holler at her. I say, look, you got a lot of artists following you, man. Just send them my way. I'm going to chip you off. If you make it happen and you send that artist to me, that's all you got to do. If they do some business with me, I'm going to chip you off. I'm going to take care of you. But if you don't send them to me, if I got to go looking for them and I snatch one of your followers and they do some business with me, you just blew that.
Right, that's real right there, man.
You just blew that.
Hip-hop Stock Exchange Radio.
You feel me?
That's what up. Yeah, that's real right there, man. You know your business for real, man.
No, I appreciate it. It's just really, we in the age now where everybody got to interact. If you on Twitter, you got a business, you got music, you got to interact. Because I'm going to tell you something. If you don't, you try to put some shit on iTunes, I don't care who you is. Ain't shit going to happen. Ain't nothing going to happen. These people on Twitter is catching on to the shit. So guess what? If you don't show them no love, you might send them a tweet like 2 weeks ago. Like, yo, this nigga never retweeted my shit. No, I've shouted them out like this. Or no response. So you think that motherfucker, do you think they're going to go buy your shit on iTunes? Hell no. They not. They not. That's real. But it's a difference. There's a lot of people on here catching on, whether they got people running their Twitters or not. The mistake that they make, if you got somebody that's good enough to do it, and I have done this because I done managed 4, 5, 6, 7 Twitter accounts already, but they got to pay me for the year. They got to pay me for the half a year, 6 months or something. That's not a non-negotiable. It's going to be some cake involved because I put in hours and hours. I'm not no little $10 an hour motherfucker. That's not – I'm sorry. I'm not that dude. I didn't go to school to do web design and sit and do nothing for you for like $8 an hour. You know, you can't even pay nobody, but you want something, but you basically want a handout because you're not willing to pay. Now, there's certain
right.
artists that get on a certain level, they feel that they don't got to pay. And I sent out a tweet earlier that, you know, if you really fucking with the right people and they fuck with you, the money going to come.
Right.
The money going to come. That's just real. If you really fucking with the right people and they rocking with you, the money is going to come. I want everybody that's listening to know that. So I see situations where, you know what, this is a good situation. I done did this before. People see me rocking with so-and-so. They see my tweets going out. Now, whatever type of business me and so-and-so got going on, they doing their thing. But as soon as I get the call, somebody interested, oh, yeah, I see you rocking with Haitian Fresh, whatever. Guess what? It's money that comes to me. Regardless of, I mean, that's just the way it is. It's just a real deal. I don't got to hide nothing because this is what I do. This is something that's true shit for somebody to know about because it's going to happen if you do it right. And it's not going to happen if you all over the place. You got to stay consistent. Definitely got to build your team, and you got to have these people give them something exclusive. Give them something they can use.
Now,
you know
Google, how do you feel about the state of hip-hop as of right now?
It's out of control. I done tweeted that shit 1,000 times. Rap is out of control. Now,
wow.
I'm glad you asked me that because hip-hop is a culture. Since you said hip hop, when you say hip hop, please, y'all, just don't think about no rap lyrics, no rap song, no rap beats. Think about graffiti. Think about a DJ on some turntables think about B-boys breakdancing with Gazelles and Kangos, okay? Think about the golden era, the 90s and late 80s of hip-hop. Okay, now you got something where you can say, okay, I like hip-hop. Think about the fashion. Think about how we created all these giant-ass corporations to try to come holler at black people to do business, do commercials and shit. Think about that. You understand? So when I say hip-hop, yo, hip-hop is a business now. It's more than a $1 million business, I'm telling you. It's a more than a $1 million business. I'm not even going to say
$1 billion business.
It's a $1 billion business. Let's be real.
Yep.
Okay? So use the tools. These clowns out here going to the studio, no concepts, no nothing. And the elements of a song is bridge, chorus, hook. You understand what I'm saying? That's the elements of a song. Listen to Bruno Mars. I mean, we going away from hip-hop, but that's a guy that's a hit maker. He's a hit maker. You understand what I'm saying? And when you listen to his music, he writes all his music. He sings his own shit. Bridge, chorus, hook. You know what I'm saying? When you get to the studio, you go get signed to a big record label, that's when they start talking that type of shit. Bridge, chorus, hook. Because you're going to be really learning something under the right people. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like real producers, you know? We got to do something creative. Like, yo, I fucked with Young Jeezy. Like, you know, when he came out, I really got inspired by his movement. You know what I'm saying? Coming from that element. I don't do what I did no more, but at the same time, I respect that. It was clever. It was Def Jam. What you want to say? Def Jam making hella moves right now. Def Jam is making hella moves. They're signing a whole lot of different artists and stuff. You know, so you got to pay attention. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, man, hip-hop, man, is just out of control, man. I'm telling you. That goes from the top all the way down. Cass is lazy.
That's me.
He's kind of
can't
lazy.
Can't say no
here,
better than that, man. Hip-hop Stock Exchange Radio, Future Guru, King Piff on the check-in. We going to play some heat, come back, chop it up. You know how we do. Let's get it.
You ain't bulletproof, nigga. Hell nah. Ain't nobody bulletproof, nigga. Hell fuck nah. The street's mine, nigga.
Bow down, bow down, bow down. Put your nigga bow down. Bow down, bow down, bow down. Fuck nigga, bow down. Bow down, bow down, bow down. Put your nigga bow down. Bow down, bow down, bow down. Fuck nigga, bow down. When you see a real nigga bow down, you a fuck nigga boy bow down. You ain't never kill a nigga bow down. You ain't never sold brick bow down. Drop the top, pop a pill, I'm rolling. Hitters, I'm swerving. We thugging, we lurking. You a gangster, I'm a monster. Cannibal, cannibal, get your fucking face off. I Rudy up, Rudy up, cut your body parts off. You Rudy up, Rudy up, now that's a real gangster.
Gangster.
I never seen a nigga that I couldn't kill. I never seen a pussy that I couldn't fuck. We the motherfucking mob, we don't give a fuck. Throw your sets up, nigga, throw your sets up. Wreck your hood, wreck your flag, throw your sets up.
When you see a real nigga badass.
Nigga boy by that, you ain't never kill a nigga by that, you ain't never sold brick by that.
And they just touched down. Gold on my neck, the racks on deck. Pull up in the bed, looking like a chick. Put you on a shirt, boy, I can make you famous. Don't wanna see us making Mexicans or Asians. Gotta go get it, I can't be patient. All the street money down making, buy down food while I make it lay down. Down south mix, I'm south side bound. Sitting on the bell, counting up 100,000. Your main bitch, let me make a blow, cush cloud. Spend 50 on the motor, that how it's supposed to sound. Bow down, bow down, bow down.
Bow down, bow down, bow down. Put your nigga bow down. Bow down, bow down, bow down. Fuck nigga bow down. Bow down, bow down, bow down. Put your nigga bow down. Bow down.
bow down. You ain't about that action, then you better bow wow. Nigga won't breathe, I'ma bring the cow wow. Rat a tat tat, black, black, pow pow. My niggas move on command, at my demand. Top for my city, nigga, that's where I stand. Whoa, street cred, I ain't chasing that. Cause I've been a boss with my nigga Haitian.
Bow down, bow down, bow down, put your nigga bow down, bow down.
A Mac 10, a dub seat. Ice cubes in a chain, your bitch love me. Fuck around, I'm actually pad your buddy. Extort niggas, I increase my upkeep. Home Rose friend, sitting in my foreign. Getting rid of you roach niggas, orchid. Bow down, you ain't jump up off the porch, sir. Know I'm a real nigga when you hit a porch, sir.
Bow down, bow down, bow down. Put your nigga bow down, bow down, bow down, bow down. This a yacht, bow down. Nigga pop again, shout a man down. Got them youngest round, so it's going down. In the club, I love to flex. Bad bitches, who's next? Me and Hesha friends, stop I say to the real. Bitches do so many tricks when they on the pill. Say these hoes love me, Johnny Gill. Rap slow down, then it's back to vacuum seal. All I want is $100 bills. I ain't gonna stop till I see 100 mil. Big diamonds on my neck.
Change radio, get your mind right, get your money right. We got Future Guru rocking with us. What's going on, bro?
Yes, sir, man. Y'all killed that joint, man. That's one of my favorite joints in the morning. You know, Haitian Fresh, like he signed the Walker's label, and you know, me and him, like we real good. Like that's we good money. Like he when he dropped his mixtape, which is called Beast Mode. That's on the Beast Mode mixtape. You know, the day he dropped it. I had it on my blog, and I knew about the cat even before that. Like, I knew about him a couple years ago when he was grinding out there in Florida, you know, so if I got any Haitians listening, shout out to all my girls out there, you know, and we going to do it like that, man. We in beast mode. Like, shout out to the real DJ Ace, shout out to Walker, but you got to understand something. He in arenas with Walker. That's all I'm going to say. Like, I'm on a whole different level with that right there, that track you just played. If you listen to it again, two more times, you're going to be singing the hook. I guarantee you. That's how I'm just saying. I know what I'm talking about because I know this game. Listen to that song three or four more times or put it in your phone. I bet you'll be singing the hook out of nowhere. I'm just saying that's what music's supposed to be. But you got to understand something. Right. Fresh, he got his own movement. He got his own movement, he got his own followers, he got his own fans, he got his own swag. It's Fresh Gang all day, man. That's all I got to say. So, you know, I'm going to play this interview back on Twitter. It's going to be on my Twitter. I'm going to put it in a couple other places, you know, and I appreciate y'all even rocking with my peoples like this, like even Piff. Like, I wanted to send you a couple of more joints from Piff because Piff has a good track record and he's doing music and he has a great catalog. And this is what artists is lacking right now. You got to think about your catalog every time you go in the booth, Jack. And I'm going to tell you why. Because the labels, at the end of the day, they don't just want to make money off you now. They want to make money off you 10 years, 20 years down the line. Think about Whitney Houston. Clive Davis still eating off her, bruh. You feel me? So, like, that's really real talk. Like, that's what labels want. Like, cats don't understand it's about your catalog. If you do quality music back to back to back, it's a better chance for you to be signed, whether you got some followers or not, because the labels are like, yo, this shit is hot. We just going to work with you. We gonna do it. You know what I'm saying? They ready to develop you as an artist, blah, blah, blah. You know, and that's what cats is lacking. They don't have this mentality. That they lacking that, man. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm glad y'all reached out. So we talk about the industry.
So is the independent card?
We talking about the industry right now on a level where you have to push your music and you have to push your brand and you got to push your team. You got to help your team out. You know what I'm saying? It's cats out here. Like, that don't understand, like, what teamwork is about, man. And they on a high level. They don't understand what teamwork is about. They don't understand. Yeah, it's real, man. It's real. And it's real ugly sometimes. You know, you got cats backstabbing other cats. You got cats, you might have somebody managing somebody this year, next year, that's not my manager no more. You know what I'm saying? That's just the way the game is. That's just the way the game is, man. You know, because you might, at the end of the day, it may not work out, but at the same time, you know exactly why it didn't work out. Whoever to at fault, you got to learn from that shit. Don't be bitter. Don't be bitter about it. Don't hold no grudge, because if you hold a grudge, all that's going to do is prevent you from getting your blessings, man. This game is about blessings, being in the right place at the right time, being humble, and, you know, everybody out there that agree with me, put God first, man. Everybody out there that agree with me, put God first, man. Wave your hands in the air, man. Light your lighters, man. Put God first, man. That's what I'm trying to tell you right now. Yeah, you know, because at the end of the day, I know why I'm here. I know how I got here. And I didn't get here by myself. Somebody helped me. Somebody reached out to me. You know what I'm saying? I know how to help myself now. True that. But at the end of the day, I still need help. And I'm going to reach out and I'm going to get me some help. That's it, because I know how to approach people and ask for help, you know. And at the end of the day, that's what's wrong with artists. They're not doing that, you know, and that's a stain. That's a bad look, because if you're not really trying to help nobody and you don't know how to ask for help, where does that leave us?
Nowhere.
Where does that leave us? Nowhere. Zero.
He going to get nowhere like that.
That's a zero, son.
Yeah, keep your day job.
Exactly. But a lot of these artists should be flipping burgers anyway, because they can't afford them.
That's real.
Ever, if it's your second hustle, flip burgers to get that studio and that promo. I'm saying.
Word.
Baby needs new shoes. Baby needs new shoes. I'm telling all y'all, baby needs new shoes. I got a new baby. Baby needs new shoes.
How you feel about the international hip-hop scene?
I mean, I love it, man. I just actually happy to talk to, I know y'all remember Biz Markie, you know, so I'm from Jersey, so, like, he was moving around Jersey when he first got on. This is the same movement I'm talking about with Naughty and Latifah and Redman. Like, I seen these cats move through the hood, like, on a regular basis. Like, yo, there go Kool B right there. There go Latifah right there. There go Vinny right there. There go KG right there. All that type of shit. This is the shit that I seen face to face. So now when I see Biz and his DJ, whose name is the legendary Kool B, on Twitter, like, I talked to him last night for, like, almost like an hour. We was just reminiscing about the golden era, reminiscing about the Jersey hip-hop scene from back in the day to now. We talked about what's going on. He got, and shout out to him in Elizabeth, he got two spots in Elizabeth, the All-Star Lounge and the End Zone. He run both of them spots, like, so he knew what to do with his money. He ain't no broke cat by no means. He rolling with the big balls in Elizabeth, getting that paper. That's a business. Right. That's an entrepreneur. If you think about Biz Markie, he never slowed down. He DJing everywhere, cross country. That's international right there. Redman, Naughty, they going to tour everywhere, international. Like, 20 years in the game, 20-plus years. You know, so that comes from being a seasoned artist with a brand. And like I said, when I think about Naughty by Nature, just like if anybody could understand, I remember when them shirts first got pressed up. I remember when they first got through on their backs, because I was there. I didn't just have to see it on TV. It was in my face, because the Naughty store, Vinny's store, was right downtown Newark. I could go in there and buy a bandana, buy some Naughty by Nature boxes, everything. 5 minutes from, 10 minutes from my house. You understand what I'm saying? So, like, that's branding, and they took that to an international level. That even you think about the anthems, Hip Hop Parade, all that shit. That's some shit that's going to go overseas, baby. That's international. When you take a song and have a brand, and you can say, got people in Europe and China saying Hip Hop Parade, ho. That's international, baby. You know what I'm saying? So if you don't think like that, and I got to use those as examples, B, because why would I start anywhere else? I'm going to start with what you know, too. You know what I'm saying? Because you know that that's popping. You know Naughty by Nature still doing their thing. Everybody on this call right now, everybody that even end up listening to this shit, know that they made Hip Hop Parade OPP. Come on, stop playing. You know, so we take that. We take that and we learn from that. We follow that and we show that's a successful thing to follow. That's a successful thing to come to know, to try to know. So why would you try to rock with something that didn't work? Why? You know? And I'm just blessed for the experience to know about Jersey hip hop, like. You got to understand, Lauryn Hill and the Fugees, Wyclef. Wyclef, follow me, baby. Come on. I reach out to him, send out tweets for him. Like, this is real. This is real. I mean, Asian Fresh, that you just played, got two songs with Wyclef already. Let me tell you something right now, man. Asian Fresh, his mixtape got Wyclef on it. It got Waka Flocka on it. It got Roscoe Dash on it. Got French Montana on it. He got a couple of other acts, B.O.B., ATL, B.O.B., he got him on there. That's a mixtape, son. Stop playing with me. You understand? Stop playing with me. That's a mixtape. That's not an album. That's a mixtape. But if you think about Walker, that's a lot of cash right there for them to actually get that to happen. You understand? And that's the way to go, man. If you're not on that level, man, don't try to get up on that level with me if you ain't paid no dues or nothing. You're not going to get there. I'm not messing with you. I was about to say I'm not effing with you. I'm going to keep it real clean because I'm going to be putting this link out on Twitter to this show because I appreciate y'all giving me this opportunity, man. I'm going to try to keep it clean for y'all. But, like, don't come thinking you can get up on this bandwagon without paying no dues. So shout out to DJ Lazy K and Murder Baby. That's my family. DJ Lazy K is the mixtape queen with platinum plaques on her wall in the studio because she rocked with Jay-Z in the beginning. She distributes her mixtapes. She don't just make a mixtape. She puts them in a box, hundreds of them, and gets them in the city and around New York or up and down the East Coast, Jack. You understand what I'm saying? So that's how you become a well-known artist. If you got a well-known DJ, you could quite possibly become a well-known artist if you put your money in the right place. So you got to think about that. Get with a well-known DJ. It might cost you a couple hundred. It might cost you a few hundred. But if you don't do it, guess who did it and made something happen? You know?
A whole lot of people. Right. That's real, man.
I mean,
give a lot of good advice to the artists, man.
I don't mean to cut you off, but I could give you a whole lot of real prime examples, man, because, I mean, I keep saying Jersey because I got Jersey on my back. So if you think about Ransom, my homie Ransom, 18201 Ransom on Twitter, he came home, he got DJ Drama on the mixtape last year. Winter's Coming. Winter's Coming. That was his mixtape. Killed that.
Hot
body
too,
that.
Fire.
Yeah. It was fire, son. It's still fire. But he didn't slow down from that. Over 200,000 downloads. Straight like that. He hit 100,000 downloads in about three weeks. So his shit went like 300,000 downloads and still counting. My fam NJ Threat, which you got to understand something. I put something on Twitter earlier. If you're going to get a well-known DJ to host your shit, try to come up with an agreement that they help you promote. DJ Lazy K is helping my boy NJ Threat promote that mixtape. And DJ Lazy K and Murder Baby got hella followers. So guess what? About 2 months later, after NJ Threat dropped Mega Man, he got 25,000 downloads because we all promoting it as a team, as a unit. He not on Twitter by himself promoting the mixtape, fam. And Threat, believe it or not, followers is climbing and counting, but Threat got less than 2,000 followers, fam. But with a mixtape that got 25,000 downloads, not listens, 25,000 downloads, bronze on that piff already, not even 3 months in, only 2 months in. You understand? So that's what I'm trying to school y'all at. If you don't try to put nothing together, you're going to be a zero. You're going to be a zero, a straight zero. If you don't put out that bread, you're going to be a zero. Ain't nothing to go. I'm not going to fuck with you.
That's real, man.
You better be stacking and saving something to holler at me.
That's real. Now, regarding that, man, we all know take money to make money, and nowadays artists definitely got to, you know, pay to play and invest in their brand. But there's a lot of, you know, scams going on and pay for Twitter followers and pay to do this show, and there's ain't nobody there but the artists. And can you give some advice to any artists to watch out for regarding who they, you know, decide to invest in?
I hate that with a passion, D. Like, all, when I see all that bot followers, I mean, if you're going to do it, you're going to do it or whatever. I hate the concept of it, because I've never had to even think of resorting to that. You know why? Because my shit is based off grind. I'm gonna keep it real. I'm gonna keep it 1,000 right now. Record labels are doing that for their artists. They going out and buying them followers. So you know, at the end of the day, like, artists are gonna start doing it. Little regular cats that do promotion gonna start doing it. But look at how many tweets and retweets they getting, B. Like, most of their followers is like Autobots and shit. You know them little Autobots that ain't got no tweets or nothing. Now, come on, man. At the end of the day, that's how that shit go. And if you don't pay your fee when you're supposed to, they're gonna snatch them. You're gonna lose all them followers, B.
No, not lose them. They could buy them. You know that for $100, you got about 10,000 followers nowadays.
But like I said, I know that, but what I'm saying is, if you don't continue to pay them, they're going to snatch them back. That's right.
Yeah, they go away. They go away.
They go away. They're not staying.
Fake account.
Unless you do,
fake account.
It's a fake. To me, it's ultimate. I ain't gonna say whackness, but it's ultimate. I don't even know. I wanna say lazy. I wanna say a lot, but I just don't do it. Like, people could do it.
It's like
a
baseball
labor.
Player being on steroids. You know what I'm saying? Like, a baseball player, he ain't that good, so he's steroids. Now he getting an All-Star game because he putting up big numbers, but it's really the steroids.
A-Rod.
Yeah, A-Rod type cats, man. MC's is like A-Rod now. try to get that contract and shit, use them steroids and shit, you know, with a short leg.
Right,
the funny thing is,
when you see them followers disappear, you're like, yo, what the fuck happened? You be WTF like a mug. You feel me? How they say WTF on Twitter, like, yo, what happened to all this followers?
For real. If you see somebody that got, you know, 20,000 views on their YouTube video, but like two comments, something ain't right.
And then, you know what? I want to touch on that for 1 second, because the difference between getting people to your YouTube pages, like, you gotta have a team to do that. There's no way that little old you, okay, can get on Twitter and say, I got a new video, and you're going to get that shit popping. Little old you not going to do it. I don't give a f- how many followers you got. I don't care how many followers you got. Guess what? But if you got a hot YouTube page, you can start building your little fan base around the fact that, yo, I'm going to go get me a couple of cats that really do this promo, and we're going to turn up. So you can kind of go viral. The only way you're going to really go viral is to have a lot more blogs and sites start uploading to their page, because they all count for YouTube views if you send them a YouTube link. It counts for views. That's the difference. That's the difference between being lazy and buying views. I mean, being working and buying views. You know what I'm saying? That's the difference. Putting in work versus I'm going to go buy views. That's the difference right there. Going viral. Yo, I'm reaching out to hella blog sites to get my shit on there. That's how you do that shit. You don't go say, I'm going to go buy some views. That's the difference right there.
No more steroids. No more steroids. Leave steroids alone.
I'm saying. At the end of the day, it's going to cost you, because the record label might question, like, yo, what? And even my man, like, I'm going to leave my man's name out of it. Like, he called me.
How he got 100,000 views on a YouTube video and he only got 3 comments?
and people gonna comment about that. They be like, yo, nice video, a lot of views, look like you paid for your views. I done seen that happen, man.
That's real shit, man. For real.
Nice video, but it looked like you paid for your views. You got 3 comments on it.
Some ain't right. Some steroids fucking with A-Rod again.
They putting you on blast on your own YouTube page.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
This is real, man. This is real. Watch out for that.
I have fun doing what I do because I'm trying to show people the right way to get in, you know, and if you don't want to do nothing, you might as well get out.
Word.
Real
That's
talk.
What it is,
you don't
man.
Want to suck, you don't want to take care of yourself or your brand, just get out the game, yo.
That's it. Retire. UPS is hiring, goddammit. Some burgers, motherfucker.
McDonald's. Hit the McDonald's.
For real, something.
Right.
That's what it is. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio.
The cards ready to pick up.
Go ahead.
No, I hear that question. What'd you say, man? Yeah, hello?
Yeah. We lost her. It's all good. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Future Guru rocking with us. We're going to play some heat. Come right back. Finish chopping it up. You know how we do. Let's get it.
Trust. Respect. Integrity. Ambition. Perseverance. Family. Let's get it, baby. Baby.
Get your weight up. Get that money. All money is legal. My hustlers stay hungry.
Oh yeah.
Get your weight up. Get that money.
Get it, baby.
Your streets are my streets. This is the Black Wall Street. They're talking money, but they writing bad checks. They spend more than they make. U.S. debt. No credit or money. Labor's the future. We at the finish line, waiting on the losers. Perseverance sees the models. They gotta be set. Flip the condos, I ain't sell any records. Rock and polo with my beamer, that's a lot of horses. And your crew, it ain't good. You ain't really bosses. I'm trying to die in hope. Living fear, it's money over. Baby, my mind is always clear. Shit, my time is here. No horoscope necessary. Long road to the top, may it be legendary. Can't see us on the 30th of February. I don't know what's on jail or a cemetery. My president dead, I keep them dollars buried, baby. Now it's money, I'ma sleep when I'm buried, baby. Get your weight up. Get that money. All money is legal. My hustlers stay hungry. Get your weight up. Get that money.
Get it, baby.
Your streets are my streets. It's the Black Wall Street. Nothing can stop us. The fam got no way. I need thankful like being there. Bob Johnson being in debt is like laying in the coffin. See me in the heat. With the Dolphins getting kicked, and up the fires of Marlins. Private jets and lives are set. Several yachts fly out, several blocks, several rocks. Sitting on my wife's anklet, 25 to life for 25 Franklin. Young black, rich and handsome.
Get it, baby.
Let them hate. Best wanna investigate. I got a lawyer that'll eat the cake. Time is money, I got none to waste. Y'all divide my click, monopolize.
See
the world to like 25 on my ride, on my ride. Get your weight up, get that money. All money is legal, my hustlers stay hungry. Get your weight up, get that money.
Get it, baby,
your streets on my streets. This the Black Wall Street. Get your weight up, get that money. All money is legal, my hustlers stay hungry. Get your weight up, get that money.
Get it, baby,
your streets are my streets. This the Black Wall Street.
All my dreams, let's get it.
The key to money is making money work for you. Not you working for money. Get your mind right.
Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio, Future Guru rocking with us. What's going on, bro?
Oh man, that was a good one, man. I like the flavor on that, man. That took me back to a little, like, got a little feeling like that Big Pun, like, you know what I mean? Because that oh, almost, I don't want to say merengue, I don't want to say that, but it's just got that little Spanish flavor to it, man. I'm thinking about Big Pun, R.I.P. Big Pun, man. You know what I'm saying?
Well, thank you, man. I speak Spanish,
yeah. Oh, okay. So who's that on that track right there?
That's me, man.
Oh, man. Yo, that's hot. Congratulations,
man.
I like when they do their thing. I like when they do their thing like that because you got to bring some flavor to the game. You got to – that right there is just opening yourself to a new market. Anybody that's Spanish can actually kind of relate to that right there because – they gonna feel that like I felt it, cause I'm a DJ. I know what's gonna go. I know what ain't gonna go. You know what I'm saying? So I look at it like that first when I'm listening to a track. You know how real is the track for different audiences? Like I'm kind of sizing it up like that. You know, so that's where I get. I got a skill. I got the ear, man. You know, that's something that everybody not gonna have. You know what I'm saying? If you have it, God bless you. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day. Like, you have to be able to sit down in that chair and say, yo, go back to the studio. You know what I'm saying? I can't do nothing with this. You got to be able to stand up and say, no, this ain't going to work. Because, matter of fact, if you're working for a big label, your job on the line if you can't do that. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
You got to have that ear, man. You got to have the ear. It's called the ear. If you don't have the ear, you know, you might lose your job. You know what I'm saying? You got to have the ear. And I want to shout out my program director and my business partner, Slay Stone Music, on Twitter, Slay Stone Music. I want to shout out Phenom Radio on Twitter. And my account for the Phenom Radio station is Phenom_PR because I am the PR person for Phenom Radio. You understand what I'm saying?
That's
so if you really want to get your music, you want to get your tracks on Phenom Radio, you got to come through me. You know what I'm saying? You got to come through my man Slay Stone. You got to come through DJ Magic Mike, 2011. That's one of our house DJs that I brought in, and he's killing it for us. He's just on the Saturday mix, Saturday night mix, and we put him on again on Sunday because we like the way he's flowing with our product, with our brand. You know what I'm saying? He's bringing some great new artists to the station, flavor. He's great. He's great on the tables. You know what I'm saying? He's doing his thing. So that's something I'm very proud of when I bring DJs to the station and they get on board. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely, man. Definitely shout out to Slate, man, because he hold us down. He hold the whole All Money Legal fam down, man. They play our joints, man. Heavy, man. Shout out to Phenom Radio for real, for real. Let everybody know what new projects you got coming out with your artists and your Twitter and your contacts so everybody can get in contact with you.
I appreciate that, man. Look, everybody, they either call me Future or they call me Google. I keep it 100. So put it all together when you Google me. It's Future Guru 100, okay?
Right.
No games, no gimmicks. It's Future Guru 100. And when you Google me, you're going to see a whole lot of artists that I'm working with. I got a great track record. You know what I'm saying? All I got to do is tell y'all to Google me. But if you want to look for me on Twitter, it's Future Guru 100, at Future Guru 100. I got a couple of other great accounts where I do promotion, which, just like it sounds, mixtape MP3 promo. That's me. All you got to do is actually search me in the search box on Twitter. You're going to see all my other Twitter accounts. Guru Girls, that's my promo team with the ladies. You know, so if you know some fine models that really want some promotion and you think they got a kind of an entrepreneur spirit, and you can send them my way and I can get them a good look where they promo pics could be on the internet. I got a lot of blog sites that already rock with my models. One of my models, you know, Hosta Bar, she out of the Bay Area. She and K-Slate, current issue on a special edition issue for Straight Stunt. She in there right now. Hosta, some great eye candy. She's fine. You know what I mean? All my girls is fine, man. So the Guru Girls, if you hashtag that right now, or either on Facebook or Twitter, you're going to see us, man. If you hashtag 1000 Network, 1000 Network, that's me. That's my team, Slay Stone, Slim Baby, Slay Stone. We started that together. We turning up. 7th Street Promo is something, my brand with the hashtag is under Phenom Radio. we started that together as from the promo standpoint, because we don't want artists to think that we don't do promo. We're a radio station, but we do promo. You understand? We don't charge to play your music. We teach you how to get paid when we play your music, because we are networked in with hundreds and hundreds of other stations that pay you for your spins. So when we play your record, if you got your business straight, you're getting paid for your spins. You know, you got Sound Exchange now, if you got your BMI, your ASCAP together, you're getting paid. You know, that registers as stations play your music. Now, you got to understand what this game is all about and what your catalog is really worth at the end of the day. You gotta be an animal out here, though. You know what I'm saying? You gotta go hard. You know what I'm saying? So we if you go to the Phenom Radio website, which is phenomradio.com, you will see the Power Players list. You will see the Underground Railroad, where we educate artists and tell them some of the other blogs and websites they could be rocking with, some of the other radio stations they could be rocking with as well. So we encourage people to read the site. Don't just log in and listen to the music stream, man. Read through the website, please. We encourage that only because it's going to educate you. And make sure you check out the Hip Hop Stock Exchange website. Check out the Hip Hop Stock Exchange website. It's hot. I was on it a couple days ago. Looking through it, they got a real great, clean website for you to check out and educate yourself and get enlightened, like, you know. And I'm going to tell you something real funny, man, something real funny that these bloggers are doing now. They acting like they TNG, man. They blogging on all these celebrities and all that. I blog on cats that rock with me. I don't even consider myself a blogger right now. Like, it's all good, whatever, but I do have a blog. It's a blog site, whatever, but I blog about cats that's on the come up, on the rise, that's doing business with me, man. But it's something that I'm seeing that's disturbing to a degree, because all these cats is doing this sensational blogging and trying to get these headlines to their site, you know, and everybody else got it on their site, but they want to try to get hits off that, and none of these celebrities is shouting them out, whether they're looking at them or tweeting about them in a good light or something effed up, like, you know what I'm saying? It's about this gossip shit now and all that. So I mean, I'm really getting a little salty about that. You know what I'm saying? When that's taken away from cats that's really trying to come up and struggle. Your site might be doing numbers. It could be. You know what I'm saying? You might have a lot of followers and you might have a site, but at the same time, that shit ain't doing no numbers because you bought your followers. You understand what I'm saying? So you gotta understand when you do numbers, man. It's about showing people where you at, keeping them entertained. So when they come back and they tell people, look, I'm on this site right here. Look at this, read this. And they, you can look and say, oh, what site is that? Or you can start sending out messages from your phone about your website and let people check it out. You got to get creative, man, about telling people about your website when you want that traffic, man. You know how people text, when they texting back and forth now, they got a signature. So signature your ass with your website. Like,
that's right.
Use that as your signature. Everybody got all these dumbass signatures when they texting and shit. You ain't texting shit about your brand. Knock it off.
That's for real, man.
Crazy ass signatures after you text me. I'm like, yo, come on, man. Really? But like, if you got a brand, push it, man. That's all I'm saying. If you need help, I'm here, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm not the most expensive, but I ain't the cheapest, man. That's
right,
all.
Right.
I'm not the cheapest.
It was a pleasure having you on the show, bro.
Nah, I appreciate this, man. Y'all is A1, man. A1000 in my book, man. We're going to keep pushing together. You know, so any cats out there that want to submit their music, it's mixtapemp3promo@gmail.com. If you want my PayPal, you want to donate, it's futureguru100@gmail.com. I had to put that out there like that so we can get it going. You want me to invoice you? I'll invoice you with a description of services, and we could get the whole promo game popping, you know, and build your buzz. It's about buzz, man. You ain't trying to do things. You ain't trying to get your Buzz Lightyear on, then you something wrong with you.
Buzz Lightyear. That's real, man. So, yo, man, we going to keep in contact, bro. Keep doing big things. You already know.
All right. Y'all stay up, man. I appreciate you, man. Pooch, thanks for calling in, my G. And everybody out there, you know, stay up, keep your head up, man, and hang in there, man. It's a journey, man. It's a journey day by day, man. Everything in this business is built on relationships, man. So don't burn no bridges, yo.
That's right. Definitely. Indie artists, don't use no steroids. Don't be like A-Rod.
Oh, my God.
Don't buy no views. Don't buy no downloads now.
Yeah, right?
That's right.
Yo, y'all is funny, man. Y'all appreciate y'all, man.
No doubt, man. Stay up, bro.
Hey, once you get the link, man, send me the link after you archive the show, man, because I know about the blog, so we can keep the link alive and get some traffic to your blog site, you know, so you can get that blog talk check. Feel me?
You already know, brother. You already know.
All right, man. Thank you, man.
One love. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Get your mind right. Get your money right. That was Future Guru promotional extraordinaire. Everybody check out Phenom Radio. Everybody check out what they got going on. They're doing big things. We're going to play a little heat, get into that rundown of hip hop news, global politics, economics, all that good stuff. Let's get it.
Bad bitches with a dime piece. Money on my mind, so I never think my mind sleeps. 24/7, 7 days of the week. Shout out to the hustlers that stays in the street. Think about an M with another M. Total that together, what you got is him. Double G's up. For my cool rat, throw your B's up. You're moving too fast, you need to ease up. This hot tech 9 can get you seized up. With male swimming and the money holds down, we up. You can catch me on the side, like a clean cut. Chilling in the Beamer, listening to Issa. Fresh like it's Issa, blowing on the Nina. Couple bad bitches just chilling with mad niggas. There's nothing to mess with us, you know that we cash get us on, baby.
Get it, baby. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio.
Yeah, yeah, it's one of your favorite segments of the show, the rundown of hip-hop news, global politics, economics, everything that's going on in the world. That's what we build on. If you ain't got the browser open, open it up right now, www.hhse.biz. Let's get straight to the hip-hop news first up. Trayvon Martin's mom keeps the pressure on Florida state legislator. Now, we all know, you know, the stand your ground law down there in Florida needs to change after what happened with Trayvon Martin. And, you know, it's just good to see the hip-hop community supporting, you know, Trayvon's family and getting that law changed. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, Rick Ross just came out with a new song, new video, you know, highlighting the whole case and everything. But, you know, they definitely needed support, and it's only right the hip-hop community support, you know, what's going on down there, getting that law changed, you know? Great. Something got to give.
This is just not going to be over.
No, it's not, man. Hopefully they'll change that stand your ground law, because that ain't right, man. You know what I mean? It can go either way. I mean, Zimmerman saying that, you know, he's protecting himself, self-defense, and he killed him, but you can't hear Trayvon's side because he's not here to give his, you know, side of the story. So you don't know who was protecting himself.
I went on YouTube, and they, you know, so many people had videos, but there was this one person that really stood out. He had the actual shot of, you know, when it's a murder scene and the body's dead on the ground. And he came out saying, he said, "I am so sorry for the images I am about to show, but I want people to see." And he showed Trayvon Martin dead, like his face. He's just laying there. It was so scary. When I said, "Oh my God, 17-year-old kid with so much ahead of him, and look where he ends up." And it's all because of the color of our skin, because people are still, it's racism.
Yeah, it's crazy out here. For real. On the hip-hop news, next up, we got the 10 Laws of Success, A Guide to Indie Artists. Now, we ain't going to give you the 10 laws over the radio. You got to go check out the article. You can check out the site, check out the article, and see, you know, the good advice we got for you, man. Definitely an interesting article. Definitely indie artists do need guidance because there's a lot of things going on regarding publishing and promotion and, you know, record labels and this and that, you know, people need to learn when they're trying to get in the game. You know what I'm saying? You want to get in the game, learn the rules first. You know what I mean?
Right.
Tony Wright.
I'll take you by the hip-hop
check that out.
That's
we right.
We got to give first.
Right. We got you. We give you free info on a lot of things, for real. Next up, Bill O'Reilly goes at hip-hop heavyweights. Now, this guy, Bill O'Reilly, man, everybody know, you know, Bill O'Reilly, Fox News, definitely got, you know, real smart mouth. Definitely, you know, he's, you know, stating that, you know, hip-hop, you know, needs to be a better role model for the kids and this and that and this and that. I mean, you know, hip-hop's going to be hip-hop, man. You definitely do have role models within hip-hop, but at the same time, if the record labels is not investing and putting in money to that genre of hip-hop, the conscious hip-hop, and they putting money into the gangster rap, what you expect these kids to listen to, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you got to look at it from that angle, too, man. You know, Fox News and Bill O'Reilly, they have one way of seeing it, and they don't see it no other way. They definitely way left field with it. So, interesting article, man. Definitely. I remember Cam'ron had it out with Bill O'Reilly a couple of years ago. He put him in his place. Hell, it's funny. Anybody should YouTube that video, Bill O'Reilly and Cam'ron. He definitely checked them. He needed it, for real. Somebody got to do it. Shit, we could do it. Let Bill O'Reilly interview me. It's on, for real. I'll put him in his place, for real. I wish they would, shit. Next up, on the business news, college athletes score in court victory over EA Sports. Now, we all know, you know, whether it's Xbox or PlayStation, You know, you got the college football games, EA Sports, everybody play the, you know, NCAA college football. And, you know, a lot of the players in the game resemble the actual college students playing in, you know, football, college football now. And, you know, these kids that go to these schools, they do get free scholarships, yes. But, you know, they're not getting paid to play football. You know, the colleges are making crazy money off these kids playing football through, you know, through all the bowl games, advertisements. And now you got, you know, video games being made up these college students. And, you know, they actually, college athletes actually won a lawsuit, you know, stating that EA Sports, the maker of, you know, this video game, is, you know, using their likeness in the players. And it's only right. If you're going to use their likeness, they should get compensated, you know what I'm saying? Just because they're, you know, under 21 and they're college kids or they get a free scholarship don't mean you could just use their, you know what I'm saying? Use them in a video game and make millions and not hit them off. You know what I'm saying? It's only right. So this is good luck for college students. You know what I'm saying? And athletes in general. Because a lot of college athletes, whether it's college basketball or college football, are definitely being capitalized on by NCAA Sports, man. They're making millions of dollars off these college athletes. And these college athletes ain't getting a dime. For real. It ain't right. Ain't right. Matter of fact, a couple of years ago, one of these college athletes tried to sell one of his jerseys, and the kid got suspended because he's trying to make money off his jersey. Meanwhile, these colleges are making millions off these ball games. They're not giving the kids a dime, man. You know, they do get scholarships, true, but still, I mean, hit them up for something, you know what I'm saying? Something. Kids got to eat. Next up, the income gap is spreading in the U.S. social fabric. Now, we all know, you know, the rich are getting richer, the poor are getting poorer in this country. I mean, job market is pretty much stagnant in this country still right now. And, you know, the middle class is sinking, man. The middle class is like quicksand right now. So, I mean, you know, everybody got to find another way to you know, create wealth, find new ways of making money. Because, you know, that regular old, you know, way of doing things ain't working. And the rich are getting richer. And the poor are getting poorer. A lot of these rich people have corporations. They're sending their corporations overseas so they can save money and pay less to their workers. And people here can't get jobs. You know, entrepreneur is always a great way to go. Can't get a job, why not start your own business? You know what I mean?
Right.
It's only right. Something got to give. Can't starve. Shit, it's a sin to starve. You better find somewhere to make money. For real. Next up, company pensions in peril as shortfalls hit record. Now, we all know, you know, the good old days, you know, parents' generation, grandparents' generation, where you work for a company, you know, you get your pension, you retire, you set for life. Them days are over, man. Even these big corporations now today, they're getting rid of their pensions because they can't fund the liabilities to the retirees that's already retired. So the younger workers coming in today, they're not going to get them same pension. You work 30 years, you retire, we got you for the rest of your life. That ain't going to happen. You don't get a little 401k. If the market do bad, you're going to lose your money if you don't move your money around. So, you know, the world is changing, you know. Country definitely changing. Job market is definitely changing. You got the whole Obamacare thing going on. Everybody trying to get health care one way or another. You know, society's changing, and you got to change with it. You got to stay a step ahead. And here at the Hip Hop Stock Exchange is what we do. We let you know what's going on with the economy, what's going on in the world, what's going on in the job force, going on in economics, so that you could position yourself, whether you're in college or trying to get a job or you're an entrepreneur trying to start your own business, man. You always find a way, man. Capitalism. You got a choice. You got an option, man. Real for real. Everybody check out that Futures Exchange page. We got the hottest videos of your favorite artists. We got that new Jay Sean video. We got that new Chief Keef video, we got the new Fabulous video, we got that new Life Jennings video, a lot of heat on there, a lot of heat. www.hhse.biz. know what it is. Get your mind right. Get your money right. Log on to the site. We're going to play a little bit of Heat. Matter of fact, oh, damn, we only got 5 minutes left. Well, salute to all of you. I didn't know you had 5 minutes left.
We had a great
show. Yeah, for real. Went by fast. You had a great show, for real. Salute to you know, Future Guru for dropping a lot of jewels. Brother dropped a lot of jewels for indie artists, man. I hope they took notes. They didn't. Check out, you know, the archive show. You already know, man. For real. Jersey,
thanks,
stand
thanks
up.
For listening. We always have a great show, but it's not great because you guys, if you don't listen, we can't have a great show. We love all our fans. We love everybody who shows us love, comes on the show every week. Definitely rock it up. We work.
Yes, we appreciate all the love, all our sponsors. Y'all know who y'all are. We appreciate y'all for holding us down. I definitely got to say much love to all the listeners that listen to our archive shows because, you know, all our archive shows, we get about 1,000 listeners a week on our archive shows, man. So I know a lot of people might not catch it live, but we appreciate the support from the archive shows. We have our archive shows on the Hip Hop Stock Exchange website. If you don't catch it on the Blog Talk website, so we appreciate all the love. Keep rocking with us. We're going to keep rocking with you every Wednesday, educating the people, interviewing great guests, helping out indie artists, talking about the music industry, rocking with the lovely Lola, of course.
Of course.
You know. Our third wheel, Casey, calling once in the blue, you know. That's what we do, though, man. Hip Hop Stock Exchange, get your mind right, get your money right. Till next Wednesday, I'll leave y'all with some heat. Stay positive, y'all.
Get your dirty ass out of here. You're crazy for this one.
Life too short for the fool. I ain't really tryna be a part of the bull. I don't really wanna get caught in the bull. Why you talking to bull? Don't walk with the bull now. You don't even ask wifey type. Just a bitch that I like to pipe, but you way too conceited. Here you at the hood. Try and get by with your motherfucking look. And you ain't got a job, always laying on your ass. Got the nerve to ask me for my hard on cash. You can hit them all up, gon' spend my dollars. Gon' get that bullshit Benny and Prada. Brag to your friends like your shit hotter, but you ain't buy a t-shirt for your Tyler. Damn, you the reason why we ain't out of eye. You ain't that bitch, you been doing that. That guy run a game on me, I allowed you not try. Like a polygraph test, I detect those lies. Ain't tricking if you got it to the chumps that apply. But with me, there's a limit, give a one with the sky. Get your dirty ass out of here, yeah. Get your dirty ass out of here, yeah. Get your dirty ass out of here, trapping ass out of here. Broke ass out of here, yeah. Get your dirty ass out of here, yeah. Get your dirty ass out of here, yeah. Get your dirty ass out of here, trapping ass out of here. Whack ass out of here.
Yo, get your broke ass out of here. Smoked out and turned out ass out of here. You walk in shotgun or you in the rear. All up in my face, don't boy, better disappear. Need to know I don't play them games. Need to fall back, get about my range. Thought you had a chance, shit, you insane. I heard your feelings, bring your pride to pain. Talking about you can hold me down. You still living with your mommy, boy, how that sound? Lost your mind somewhere and it needs to be found. You real funny too, you a certified clown. Your only grind be the one on the block. No better plans for your way to the top. No matter plans or dreams, you're not again. You content with where it is you've been. Are you young? Cause you can't be serious. Cause if you grown, then you must be delirious. I'm just saying, I call like I see it. Me and you, shit, I just don't see it. Take your number down, but later I delete it. Wish that you could make like a dick and just beat it. You mad, call me bitch, sucked up and conceited. You all up in your feelings cause your missions are completed. Wanna curse me out cause you feeling embarrassed. Wanna deal with this, better come with some carrots. I like to find the things, I wanna live lavish. Private jets, round trips to Paris. I'm not the average chick, you can't handle this. You need some more chips to get some candles lit. Ain't up on game and you can forfeit. You can't be my friend without benefits, yeah.
Get your dirty ass out of here, yeah. Get your dirty ass out of here, yeah. Get your dirty ass out of here, trapping ass out of here. Broke ass out of here, yeah. Get your dirty ass out of here, yeah. Get your dirty ass out of here, yeah. Get your dirty ass out of here, trapping ass out of here. Black ass out of here.
You know I do it for Jersey.
30B.
Yeah, loud. That's my mission, that's my mission. All my niggas off loud. We do the same day, man. Ain't no competition, no, no. M-A-D. That's my mission, that's my mission. Real niggas stand up, huh? Huh?
For all this, I'm paper chasing, that's my mission. I'm at the finish, at the top, no competition. And when I'm
competition. And when I make it, I'ma take my real niggas. Just to take over, you gotta deal with it. All this, I have my young boys tripping. Pay attention, bro, we do this shit for a living. And if you snitches that I haven't said, missing. Duck tick, mask on, no witness. I'm the realest and I put that on my system. And when I make it, I'ma take my real nigga. Cap game.